95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Hey, it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. I am Riggs, that is Josh, from SR Parade, who brought flavors for your Friday, and then, of course, coincidentally, for your Saturday.
Exactly.
At the DeLand Craft Beer Festival,
at the DeLand Craft Beer Festival, yeah. Oh,
that's in your backyard, bro.
Yeah, I'm literally walking over there.
Are we gonna, really?
Stumbling back home.
So what do you want to give out your address now, or at the... We'll do it at the end.
Can we make it like a prize package?
Yeah, I'll be on your porch, so you can just find me.
Okay.
You know, it's sort of like a Where's Waldo thing. but you have lots of great... Over 200 different beers people can sample out there at the DeLand Craft Beer Festival.
Tons of breweries, lots of different beers. I believe Copper Bottom will be out there, so we'll have some liquor as well.
That's
really
good trouble.
It's a great place to try different beers, but also talk to a lot of these guys that will be there that represent breweries as well.
Yeah.
And this is one of the ones we love doing because it's 13 years running, and it's put on by people that love the craft beer community.
This has become one of the biggest ones in the state.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to come to DeLand.
Yeah. Exactly.
They want to hang out at your house, but we'll get to that. All right. So you brought some beers that we can try tomorrow, and you can try these, and we'll tell you. Of course, you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder if you want and find them anytime. But you can find them in this room right now. So what are we getting into?
We're going to get into Rogue.
Okay.
And lately, they've been doing kind of these. Certain brands that have backstories behind them, right?
Yes.
So the Colossal Clod, Bat Squatch.
Oh, yeah.
So all these stories behind them, well, they come out with a new one.
Okay.
And this is the Gumbaroo.
The Gumbaroo.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see the guy on this can. Okay. It's like an animal thing?
It's an animal thing.
Okay.
That's for sure. It kind of looks like a bear mixed with a pig a little bit.
I mean, Rogue has arguably the best art in the game, so.
Yeah, they have some fantastic looking cans and stuff.
If you're going to give us a story, do you want some music? Do you need some particular music?
Yeah, I mean,
whatever?
We can put a little bit of environment behind it.
All right. All right, let me give...
So I'm going to read this straight off the paper.
All right.
Right?
Okay. Here we go.
So as the story goes, three loggers were camped in the woods drinking beers and entertaining the idea that of illegally harvested old-growth sequoias for extra cash when the ground suddenly shook with a heavy footstep.
No, I know sequoia's a tree. I know
correct.
That one.
Those big-ass trees
out there.
Can I
get
the
bell?
There.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So it's bigger than a bear with wild eyes and jagged teeth. The Gumbaroo rose from behind a stump with a mighty roar.
Ooh.
As the loggers scrambled to escape, beer spilled onto the fire, causing smoke to fill the air.
Okay.
Some say the forest only wanted to send them a warning that night as a stroke of a smoky fortune helped hold off the Gumbaroo while the loggers got away.
Right.
So remember to respect our forest, put your fires out, and always bring cold beer while camping.
Wow. I like it a lot. The way that story reads... Where I thought it was going to be some sort of, you know, deliverance kind of story. Went in a different direction, but I like your version better. All right, so that beer is supposed to taste like that story. Let's find out if it does.
So this is a West Coast IPA.
Right.
Just, you know, West Coast IPAs are classic IPAs out there. 6.8% alcohol.
Ooh.
So in theory, we should be getting a good piney resin flavor right up front. Kind of finish off with a malty backbone.
Oh.
And that's exactly what you get.
Well, that's okay. There's a lot happening there. That is not a simple beer.
No, that's good. Very layered. Like you said, you do get that piney and resin right up front.
Yeah. Is that what the West Coast signature is?
Yeah. For the most part, it's the hops that they're using, the process that they use. Just delicious, man.
Wow.
Rogue knows how to do it, and they do it right every single time.
They don't have to.
Right.
Dead guy's good enough.
Yeah,
you just
exactly.
have that, Rogue. But way to branch it out.
Like I said, the can's fun, too.
An amazing can. All right, that's great. I very much enjoy that. And so Rogue will be represented at the DeLand Craft Beer Festival.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Take advantage of that.
So, you want to go to the last one?
Let's do it.
Big boy beer.
Let's do it.
So
I got two hands.
11.8% alcohol.
Okay.
Guys, we've had here a million times, Dragon's Milk.
Okay.
But this is the reserve.
Oh.
We will have a little bit out there.
So,
you got to get over there quick. You'll talk to Matt.
Okay.
I don't know if you don't remember Matt, but Matt will be out there helping pour with Dragon's Milk.
Okay.
So make sure you hit him up and give him the secret word.
Give him the secret code word, which is Morning Hog Brew Review Happy Hour. Josh said it. That's the code word. If you say that, you're getting a pour.
So, like I said, this is the reserve, and it is a rye barrel-aged stout with cinnamon, toasted chilies, and vanilla extract.
Oh, man. Toasted chilies. In the midst of all the things that you said, that's the thing that pops.
Yeah.
And then the flavor it does, too.
I haven't had this yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
Never had this, and I have a fear. I'm more afraid than that Rogue beer.
The case I was going to take home after this
Is
the one that'll be in DeLand, so you're welcome.
Really? So this is taken directly from Josh's porch.
That's right. Mm.
All right, now I'm getting cinnamon. That's the first thing.
That's killer.
I mean, that's like a dessert. That's like a full dessert with 11% in it.
And then if you wait a second,
yeah,
that little bit of spice will make your tongue tingle. That's fun.
Yep.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
We've talked about them a million times. I love stouts.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones in a long time.
That's not like any stout. That's like it's like if you took a stout and put Pop Rocks in it in a good way.
This is probably the closest thing I would have would be like Stone's the Choco Vesa, because it's a similar style.
That's right. It had a little chili.
This is a much higher ABV. They nailed it.
Oh, wow.
And it is reserved. So if you see it out there, check out the website. If you see it in your retailers.
Yeah.
What was the website?
Oh, I think it's at srprot.com/beerfinder.
Yeah, that
I
one.
Knew it. Whew, I was coming loose on the back end there. But that's really got a back end little sizzle to it, right? It's like a sparkler.
Right. And with all that extra flavor in there, the alcohol is not as prevalent as some of the other Dragon's Milk flavors.
Right.
So that's a little dangerous, but it's also freaking delicious.
Yeah, it's like a time bomb in your mouth in a good way. It won't blow your teeth out. Let's point that out. All right, so those are flavors that we can enjoy tomorrow. How can people get tickets? They just show up.
So you can show up and buy at the door, which I believe it'll be $40 if you buy at the door.
Okay.
However, if you hit up online at the Eventbrite website, the easiest way is to either just go to eventbrite.com or type it into Google, the DeLand Craft Beer Festival.
Yeah.
It's $35 for advance tickets.
Oh, it's great.
However, there is also a VIP option.
Really?
That is limited to 100 tickets.
Right.
So if they're sold out, you missed your opportunity. Ooh. You should have been looking weeks ago.
Wow.
Months ago.
So those are up for grabs. As far as we know, they're still available.
Right. There's still a few left out there. Okay. So do what you can to try to grab one of those. You get in an hour earlier.
Oh.
So you get the sample beer without the crowds around you.
Look out.
You get a swag bag.
Oh,
you get
wow.
a six-pack to go.
What?
A mixed six-pack.
Dude, this is like game-changing.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. You know, for a few extra bucks, you get some really cool stuff.
Oh, that's just smart.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're gonna throw some money down to have some beers all day, and as part of that VIP package, you get to either hug Josh or touch me or push Steve if he shows up.
Can I just push Steve?
He's out there already, dude. So I don't know. He's yeah. You're gonna have to get in line behind him.
Okay.
He's probably gonna be VIP.
Oh
man.
He's
getting
the
bag. That's why he left. That son of a.
It does start at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
For general admission, 1 to 4. So all that's right. 3 hours of sampling. And when you have big beers like this, the Dragon's Milk out there,
oh yeah,
that's plenty of time.
It's plenty of time.
But with that VIP, you get an hour early, 12 to 4, 4 hours of sampling.
Right.
And then afterwards, DeLand's a great city to just roam around in, grab some food at Half Wall.
Yeah.
You know, the table, there's tons of places down there. So
they got pizza in that town, too. I found it before.
Oh, yeah.
If you find me, I'll find you a pizza. How about that? It's a promise, almost. All right. Well, I'm ready. Then, until then, cheers.
Cheers.